welcome to chapel, and just the chapel theme this year is grounded based on Ephesians 3:17 and 18, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. As we come today, I just think it's always important for us to remember that it really is the love of God that has brought us together and that sustains us in what we're doing each day. Just before we start, I'd like us to come together in prayer and to try to remember all the good things that happen to us each day. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the love that we have seen in the struggles of this past year. And we know that you have walked beside us. We thank you that you continue to give us strength. We'd ask that you be with Zach and Brittany and Kristen as they speak. And we thank you for their words of wisdom and their willingness to share. We really do thank you that you are our God. In your son's name, amen. So we've asked Zach Roberts, and he's going to start, and then Brittany Williams will come up, and Kristen Kirby. So without further ado, Zach is a sophomore, recreation, leadership, and sport promotion major. Brittany is a junior, kinesis and exercise science major, and Kristen is a senior, kinesis and exercise science major.
So, like Sandy said, my name is Zach Roberts, and I'm a sophomore here, and I'm currently on the baseball team, and I'd like to thank her for giving me the opportunity to speak with y'all today. This will help me with future speeches that I won't have to do in the summer for the baseball league that I'm about to play in. So, when thinking about my faith and how it's helped me, kept me grounded throughout my life, I really had to think about the actual word faith. I'm not the type of guy that can recite many Bible verses or can say all the books in order, but I was raised by a family of faith and a family of believers. Going to the church at a young age, being around a group of family members that have always supported me, doing events at the church, being a member at the church, it's always helped me stay grounded, have a support group with me. For this type of subject that we're going to talk about, there's three things that I want to talk about that has kept me grounded throughout my life. And the first thing is that Jesus Christ is my Savior and that God's love surrounds me every single day. And not only that he's physically not here, but he surrounded me with the people that have supported me throughout my life. Before school, it was my family members that my mom and dad taught me the importance of hard work and they taught me responsibility, respecting others, caring others, being around two brothers that I was growing up with that have had my back through all my life and have supported me, and I've supported them for all we do, and that's something that he surrounded me with. And then here at college with teammates, professors, teachers, coaches that have continued to teach me the importance of hard work and to continue to teach me how to grow as a person, as an athlete, as a student, has been his work with surrounding me with the people that I love to be around. Second thing is that his love has enabled me to see the big picture in things and has kept me focused and grounded throughout my life. He's led me down a great path that I want to continue to keep going down. On an academic standpoint, I didn't really know at first where I wanted to go to school or if I really did want to go to school, but with his support and with my family's support, being able to see that he has a bigger picture for me, a bigger goal for me to accomplish, and having that extra support group had me the ability to attend school and so far succeed in school as well and be around the support group that is going to help me to get a degree and graduate. And then on an athletic standpoint, playing baseball, I know with the recruiting process, I didn't have many schools contact me. In fact, EMU was the only school to contact me for baseball. So just having the support group saying, hey, there's going to be someone that's going to call, that's going to want you. There's a bigger picture for you in life. Just stay focused, keep working hard. That really kept me grounded and kept me humble, because I know my senior year of high school, but the coach is not wanting to really contact me. That kind of derailed my confidence a little bit, but having the support of the Lord and having the support of my family members saying, there's going to be someone that's going to call here in the future, and then having that opportunity arise and so far taking it to where I am today, and that's really helping with my focus as well. And then the third thing I want to talk to you about, which is I think for me it's the most important one with how I've kept grounded throughout my life, is that I have a fear of the Lord, which is a good fear, though. I hear a lot of people talk about they don't want to let down their coaches, family members, teachers, professors, brothers, sisters. For me, that's the same way with the Lord. He's a parent. He's a teacher. He's a mentor. He's a coach. And just like any of them, you don't want to let them down. You want to obey his word. You want to be led down the right path and have that ability to say, I worked hard, and having that mercy and having that faith with you throughout your life. And like I said, I don't really read a lot of Bible verses, but one that I have read in the past that has kept me focused is Psalm 16, verse 6, and it says, by mercy and faithfulness, peace is made with the Lord. By the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. To fear God is to obey him. So for me, that's just for simple purposes. The main thing is to have that in the back of your mind, is that to always have that fear in your life, to not disappoint him, and just to obey his word. Because the Lord's always going to be with you. Like my parents said, especially when I went off to school, they're not going to be with me 24/7, but the Lord's always going to be with you, and he's going to always, even though he's not physically here, he's always going to be that parent beside you at all times. So just to end things off with, just knowing that each day is a gift for me to have, waking up to have the physical abilities that I have, to have an open mind, to be able to learn here at school. And he's given me the gift to be surrounded by people of faith, and that has improved my faith as well over the last year or two. And that's really just helped me stay grounded, stay humble, and lead his right path and keep working hard throughout life. I have to thank God for the gifts he's given me and for the gifts he's going to continue to give me. At the time of the moment, you kind of take it for granted, but when you look back on things, you really appreciate the support group he's given you and support he's given you and the abilities he's given me throughout my life. So I thank God for the gifts he's given me and for the gifts he's continuing to give me while here at Easter Mennonite.
So my name's Brittany Williams, and like Sandy said, I'm a junior kinesiology major, and again, I'm going to talk about how my faith has grounded me and my life. So growing up, I grew up in a small town and always went to church. We were there for Bible studies, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, anything you can imagine, we were there. And I think my parents hear that, just giving me that baseline of my faith and actually learning who God was and all he does for us and just learning how to be thankful for him. I think that's important throughout my whole life story. So towards like high school time, I kind of fell from that and just had time to grow and to learn who I am and what my actual faith was. It's one thing for your parents to like force you to go to church, but for you to want to is really important as you go on in life and make decisions and accomplish things, and even sometimes when you fail at things. And so that's something I've seen, how God has impacted me. And then coming to college freshman year, I definitely knew that I had to focus on God, and that was really the only way to like get through everything, is to know that God was with me and that he wouldn't leave me and that he was always there, whether I noticed it or not. And I've learned to look for him in the little things and to thank him for just small things on a daily basis. And so I've asked God for a lot, and my faith has grown from that. And I look to him for just about anything daily. Being a student athlete and also a leader on campus, it can be easy to shy away from your faith and to shy away from what truly matters. But when you're going through injuries or being super stressed over schoolwork or something's not going right in a club you're involved with, I just have learned to look to God and to trust in him, and that just to know that he's there all the time, as well as, yeah, making decisions. Discerning is a big thing that I've started to learn, and it's hard. I'm still working on that, discerning what God actually has planned for me versus like what I want for myself and what direction to take certain things. That's really important as well. So that's how I see God in my life and how it's grounded in my faith.
Okay, so my name is Kristen Kirby. I'm a senior kinesiology major as of last semester, so I haven't been a kinesiology major the whole time that I've been here. I grew up in a Presbyterian church where my parents taught me to treat others the way you would like to be treated. That was our model of our house, and that's how I've always grown up. And so being in nursing school was very tough. I was previously in nursing school before I switched to kinesiology. And that was tough for me because you have patients that are mean to you and patients that really test your faith. And so while in nursing school, I was tested. And I was angry with God a lot. I came home and asked God, why was he doing this? And why was I being tested? And so I had moved to kinesiology. I realized that nursing wasn't what I wanted to do, and my grandmother had gotten sick during the whole process, and there were a lot of different things that I believe that God led me to the direction of not being in nursing school anymore. So I switched over to kinesiology, where I was helped by Carlene and Sandy and Roger, and they kind of welcomed me with open arms. That was really overwhelming, and it was a great feeling, so thank you guys so much. And so when starting kinesiology, I was also tested. As a senior, I didn't know where my life was going at that point. But I've also been able to do a class with Roger, adaptive physiology, and I'm able to work with people with special needs. In high school, I was able to be a personal care assistant to two individuals who changed my life. So being pulled into kinesiology and being able to be in that class has really changed my life and turned my faith towards God. My passion has always been helping people, and being able to be in that class and help people that can't necessarily help themselves has been overwhelming and has really changed my life. And so I was also, through EMU, it's really great that they require cross-cultural, because I was able to go to Haiti as an independent study through my church this past summer. And I was able to go there and show God's love through medical services to the Haitians that can't afford it and can't and don't get any kind of medical services year round. That really changed my life, and that made me realize that the things that are going on here that we think are important really aren't important, and that God really is the bigger picture in life. So that really changed my life. To be honest with you, I don't know necessarily where I want to go when I graduate. I'm thinking about going into occupational therapy. I was also able to do a practicum there this past summer that also changed my life in a religious way. I was able to work with a girl, and I told her that I would tell her story when I spoke today. She was from Richmond, and she was walking down downtown Richmond and got in the middle of a gang shootout, and she got shot in the back and became paraplegic. And so while I was at Woodrow Wilson Rehab Center, we talked a lot about faith and how that's impacted her life and how it's starting to impact mine more and more as I go through different careers and different options. And she said she didn't realize the bigger picture of God until this had happened to her. And so that put life into perspective for me and how, again, we take life for, you know, we take advantage of, we don't take advantage of the things that we have and the things that we do in our lives that people with disabilities can't do. So I believe that after I graduate, I want to do something that works with people with disabilities or children with disabilities so that I can show God's love to other people and hopefully impact other people in their life as well. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone. That's very, very, very special. Just take a little bit of time to think about how you're grounded individually. What are some of the things that have happened in your life that keep you grounded today? We each have unique things. Maybe there was something that somebody said that jogged an experience in your own mind that, that we can be thankful for at this time. Closing prayer.
And before I do close, I just want to mention what jogged for me is that hopefully this might be helpful to you as well. It's hard to know what our direction sometimes in our lives is going to be, maybe what path our life is going to take. Sometimes different events in our lives may help to shape who we are. Maybe an illness to a family member, maybe a death in a family. Maybe a door that closes, maybe a door that opens for us. We just don't know what path God has for us in our lives. But I think what's important is to plan for our futures, but also to involve God in the planning of your future as well. Because, that when we can have daily conversations with our Christ, then that is so helpful in guiding us and trusting that he's going to guide us in the path that is best for us. So that's just my encouragement, to all of you as well. So let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear stories from our students, from classmates, about how you have helped to shape their lives. And Father, we just ask that you be a presence here on EMU's campus, that you be a a presence in each person's life that's here. Father, that's what helps to shape the community that we live in. And we just ask that you be a strong presence here with us every day. We thank you for each person that has chosen to come and spend time together just to focus on you for a bit. Father, we ask that we can leave here with an opportunity to impact other people's lives through you in the way that we live our lives. We ask that you continue to be present with us at all times and show us ways that you are there as well. Give us open our eyes, open our hearts so that we can see when you are indeed working in our lives. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.